Yeah, great performance yesterday by the boys, and especially away from home. And it's a funny one, I suppose, a head-to-head, back-to-back, and a local derby all rolled into one. So, yeah, the boys did really, really well to regroup, refocus, and go again after last week and get put in such a good performance.
Yesterday's game, you said a big enough lead at 24-5, and then a rather strange period of play. You've got three yellow cards, and City of Derry managed to come back into it. Was the last period a bit nervy?
Yeah, it was sort of a dream start, and I think for about 50 minutes we were just much superior physically, and I think we were threatening to get that bonus point, and I suppose maybe it was 60 minutes on the clock, we maybe took the foot off the gas a bit, and you know, you have to give City of Derry full credit too. They could easily rolled over, and they didn't, and they came back into the game and played well for those last 20 minutes too. I suppose with the three other cars and at 13 men for the last 20, it was a bit nervy, but I think we've had a lot of adversity this season as a team, and I think all bar one of the 11 matches thus far, everything's been to play for in the last minute. So we're a team that are used to, you know, having to go to that 80-minute mark, and I think that stood us very well.
A word on Peter Scott hitting the winning penalty last week. He was on form again yesterday, nailing the three conversions and a penalty as well.
Oh, delighted for Peter. I mean, a couple of weeks back, he had a bit of an off day at Grosvenor away with a boot. And, you know, for him to kind of regroup and come back as he has, and he's been electric with his off the tee. You know, that instills such confidence in the side too, whenever you know you've got those penalty opportunities or conversions that Peter can stand up and slot those, and ultimately, you know, that made the difference yesterday, those points.
Four letter Kenny, beating City of Derry twice in a week in the league really shows the progress you're making. It's six wins out of 11 in Ulster 2 this season. Things are ticking along nicely for you.
Yeah, we had a good start to the season, and then we just seemed to have a mass amount of injuries all at once. Which in another way has been great, because it means so many players have been involved and got experience at senior level. And then beginning with Grosvenor 5 weeks ago, we were kind of back to full strength, and now we're kind of four on the bounce and playing good rugby. I mean, we played Carrick away and Limavady away, who are kind of the two top teams in the league, and we were 21-5 up against Carrick and like 19-5 up against Limavady. So it shows we can do it when we're on form. It's just trying to get that consistency now, but we've definitely had a bit of form, and we're playing good rugby, and again defensively we've been very, very solid, and that's the most pleasing thing. You know, in the last four games, I think on average we're conceding about 13 points, which is brilliant.
So what's next? You'll enjoy Christmas, I suppose, and then maybe get back at it in the new year. Who's your next fixture against?
So we have a two-week break now, and then our seconds are playing on the 10th of January, and then on the 17th of January we have Carrick, who are sitting second in the league. So that'll be a good gauge as to where we're at. But, you know, full credit to both squads, our first and seconds. We have fantastic numbers out of training, and the boys have been working really, really hard since June time. So I think this two-week break will be nice to relax and refresh, and then come back hungry again in January.
Just lastly, Adam, what are the aspirations from now until the end of the season? As you've mentioned, there are some very, very strong teams in this league, the likes of Limavady, Carrick, Fergus, Ards. Is it on the cards to maybe make a push into that top three or four?
You know, we would love to be targeting that top four. I think we've a good run into the end of the season, in fixtures that, you know, we'd probably fancy ourselves. Confidence is high at the minute, but we are very much a week by week team, and as you know, in sport, a lot can change in a week. So we'll focus on Carrick, and we'll just go game by game. But I think we're certainly capable of targeting that top four. Again, it's just getting that consistency, and when teams have their purple patches against us, just sort of, you know, having that confidence and trust in ourselves that we can ride that out and go on and get a win.